USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Labor Department reports the U.S. economy added 304,000 jobs in January, smashing through expectations for 165,000 jobs. The unemployment rate rose to 4%. Meanwhile, the labor force participation rate came in at 63.2%. Former Reagan economics advisor Art Laffer tells Fox News these numbers are good news.
But it's just great numbers. Wage growth over the past year, as Kevin Hassett said, is going to be there. And sure enough, there it is. I mean, all of these numbers, participation rate over the past year, employment to population, all are increasing.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced the U.S. is pulling out of a treaty with Russia that's been the centerpiece of arms control since the Cold War. And at the White House, President Trump is hosting a meeting on human trafficking. Trump has called human trafficking a serious problem at the southern border. This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Another Democrat enters the race for the White House and the White House reacts. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
U.S. Senate Democrat from New Jersey, Cory Booker, saying he made his announcement with an online video on the 1st of February to mark the beginning of Black History Month.
We can build a country where no one is forgotten, no one is left behind, where we see the faces of our leaders on television and feel pride, not shame.
Advisor to President Trump Kellyanne Conway says she'd like to ask Booker.
And what exactly have you accomplished that qualifies you to be the commander-in-chief?
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Warm weather is on the horizon for much of the Midwest, with temperatures expected to be around 40 degrees, if not warmer, in Chicago on Saturday and Sunday. But we're finding out now that 21 people did die during the very cold temperatures earlier this week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The New England Patriots have won 5 Super Bowls and 10 AFC championships under owner Robert Kraft. Kraft was on Fox News sharing some of his memories of this unbelievable run the Patriots have had.
Well, I think about what it was like 17 years ago to the day on Sunday, February 3rd. We were the largest underdogs in the history of the Super Bowl.
Taking on the St. Louis Rams.
We're taking on the exact same franchise. And, you know, no one gave us a chance, and it came through. So I never take it for granted. The good news is when you practice well, at least you're in a position that you have a good chance. And I think we've had a good week of practice. The guys are really serious. They know how unique this opportunity is. And after we went the first time in 96, I was thinking it might never happen again in my lifetime. So we better take advantage and enjoy every moment of it.
Senator Elizabeth Warren apologized to the Cherokee Nation for taking that DNA test to prove she had some Native American ancestry. The DNA test done in October angered some tribal leaders and sparked plenty of political pushback against the Democratic senator at the time. Please remember, you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
From St. George News Radio, here's what's trending today on stgeorgenews.com. The St. George Police Department is asking for help locating a teen, 14-year-old Gavin Williams, who is suspected to have run away. The National Weather Service has issued a hazardous weather warning for the western two-thirds of Utah and southwest Wyoming covering the next several days. A lawmaker who supported the recently passed Utah Medical Cannabis Act, the replacement for Proposition 2, said she felt like it would accomplish what most voters wanted by providing access to medical cannabis. A brand new city park that doubles as a detention basin officially opened in St. George Monday afternoon. And seventh grade students at Lava Ridge Intermediate School in Santa Clara are collectively seeking to make the Gila monster the state reptile. From the St. George News Radio Weather Center, sunny and 63 today, partly cloudy to mostly cloudy this evening, 46. Tomorrow, rain in the morning and in the afternoon, 90% chance and 55 degrees. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
Question authority. And when authority answers, Arch One Eyebrow and ask, is that so? The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Have you ever heard of some fellas who first came over to this country? You know what they found? They found a howling wilderness with summers too hot and winters freezing. Did they have insurance for their old age, for their crops, for their homes? They did not. They looked at the land and the forests and the rivers. They looked at their wives, their kids, and their houses. And then they looked up at the sky and they said, thanks, God. We'll take it from here.
They were rugged fellows.
They were men.
Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Hope you're having a great Friday. And I welcome you from wherever you're listening. Even South Korea. We have a group that listens in South Korea. It never ceases to amaze me. I loved the time when a lot of hits were coming from Maryland, right where the NSA Center is. So you know I have to do my shout out to the NSA. Thanks for listening. Hey, maybe we'll educate them. Wouldn't that be cool? Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. And today I have a guest, a local guest. I also am going to be discussing some bills, some different things that are going on around here. And then when we hit the national show, I'm going to be talking to Dr. Mark Skidmore, who found the $23 trillion missing in the budget. And he brings up some very good information on how he found it, what he found, and what kinds of reports we're getting, and then what the DOD did right after he and some grad students went on this journey to figure out what was in the budget and were appalled by what they found. So it's pretty amazing. That'll be in the next hour. And then after that, I have author Christopher Fulton coming back on the show regarding the book Inheritance, The Poison Fruit of the JFK Assassination, because his book is so revealing. It came out in November. And it's regarded right now as one of, like, the book of 2018. Like, you have to read this book. A lot of explosive information and a lot of things that really tip the whole thing on its side and look at it from a different vantage point with a lot of things that he learned. He came upon some evidence that ended up being very key, and he didn't even know it was key. Because of the, you know, secrecy, national secrecy around it, he didn't know that he had a piece of evidence that they were looking for 3 decades. And so he spent some years in prison because he would not turn over some of this evidence because the government wanted to destroy it. And so he's going to come back on, and I wanted to ask more in-depth questions from him, which I usually don't do. I don't usually do this. 7 years, 400 guests a year. I usually don't have an author come back on, but his book was so explosive, I have to. There's so many questions I have that he's coming back for a second appearance. So we'll do that in the last hour. A couple of things I want to mention. If you are a Cedar Redman or you're concerned about that issue, which a lot of people are, and I can see why, because the thing's a total joke that they changed the mascot and all of that. There is a group tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., to talk about this name change. And so I'm just passing that along to you that this is, let's see, where is the meeting? Now I don't have the location. Oh boy. Okay. I don't have the location. So, I'm sorry. Cedar City High School Lecture Hall. Saturday, 10 a.m., Cedar City lecture hall tomorrow morning. So you might want to show up for that if you can. I'll be talking about it. So another, let's see, I'm just trying to make sure I catch up on all of these great things going on. I was looking at the bills. Yesterday I did the measles. 349 cases right now. 349 of people that have flu-like symptoms in a sea of 330 million. Yet this is on the news 24/7, which is astounding to me. Should tell you volumes just of the obvious nature of why it's on the news all the time. And 349 cases. We haven't had a death since 2003. And they're painting it as such as people are millions are dying. So they have to let you know what a huge health crisis this is. We had one case of the mumps. This is in the news today. One case. And no cases of measles in Utah. One case of the mumps. And everybody's going ballistic. So just to rein that fear factor back in and come back to the planet of normal, look at this. And I mean, really look at this. We have to get to a point where we're seeing through the garbage. And when they seek to make news stories out of one case, That's where I have a problem with how we're dealing with the media and what we allow the media to tell us and what we absorb from the media. They'll teach you and train you to think as you're walking away from this article that this is the biggest thing that's ever happened. And it's one case. And usually each year you'll hear about the one case, the token case, and then everybody thinks there's this huge outbreak. And oftentimes people are just getting flu-like symptoms and then it's done. So I just want to maintain some context, historical context, and then some normalcy about how we deal with these issues. And where they're going with it is to have us finally demand that the non-vaxxers are all at fault, which is ridiculous because people that are vaccinated are getting stuff. So that's ridiculous. But they're really going for forced vaccines, government style. And that's what they really want to do. In fact, Romney's behind that too. He would really like forced vaccines. You know, I'm not a fan of Romney because he's really a liberal and not anywhere near conservative. Look at his record. But that's what he wants. And forced vaccinations. So, geez, I just totally trust the government and that nothing nefarious would ever be put in a vaccine that they get to design and then they get to implement by force, right? That's where we're headed. And if we don't stop this nonsense of giving into the media, that's exactly where we're going. And so a couple of things, the bill 2009 that I talked about yesterday, the red flag law, removal of firearms for alleged risk to self or others. House Bill 209, make sure you get a hold of Steve Handy. Let him know what you think as he pretends to be a conservative. Let him know that you're not too happy with another intrusion, with another huge, huge gun control measure. I'm getting really tired of this. And make sure you let them know what you think. There's a lot of bills, a lot. I'm going to have to say, though, I give some credit that there are a number of bills that are reform, that are repealing, that are saying, you know, this isn't good. Let's rein this back in. So that's great. Good news there, right? That's fantastic. But then the other 790 bills are so stupid, are so incredibly dumb that we're talking about cyclists can run through a red light. Plastic bags need to be 10 cents a piece. I'm talking the stupidest of stupid bills. We cannot stand for this anymore. We have got to stop the nonsense. This is just getting out of hand. The Utah Governor Gary Herbert's proposed sales tax cut is not going to happen, says a lawmaker on Deseret News. We're looking at the jumbling of numbers, the craziness of more taxes as they slide in. And we're not doing anything. We're not doing much about it. And people just accept it status quo and say, well, we just have to deal with all of this. No, we don't. We don't have to deal with all of this. And I'm getting tired of it. I know you are too. 888-673-1450. I can take a call or two before I head to the break. And then I have a guest with me talking about workman's comp and a lot of different issues with the government being involved in this and where we stand and where we make mistakes, where the mistakes are made and what to do about them. So this will be really enlightening and really informing. So I also, lawmakers are pushing for a digital privacy bill. Lee's pushing to withdraw from Yemen. All kinds of stuff going on. So that's good. We need to get out of Yemen. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
You know, this outbreak of measles and all that?
Sure.
When my kids were in school, I remember it was just before graduation. They said, oh, we have an outbreak. Never saw anybody having the measles.
Right.
But they couldn't graduate, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so they didn't get to walk or anything like that, but we didn't, you know, bow down to it.
Mm-hmm.
But they could go to the mall. They could go anywhere they wanted. I thought these people were inoculated against any problems.
Yeah.
And so I guess it's not
helping. Why are they in
them.
Fear? Yeah. Why are they in fear?
Yeah. And you know what? When I was young, we got the measles. We got over the measles. It wasn't a big deal.
Yeah, all of our grandparents did, too.
Common cold is going to be disastrous, and we're going to have to be in fear.
I know. All of our grandparents lived through it. That's why we're all here today. So I'm not quite sure why the hysteria, but people seem to be pretty hysterical. I had a doctor that said, I had one death from measles, and I'm going, you can't control all death. But you know, I'm sorry, but that doesn't mean that you go into forced vaccinations for the entire country because you had one death. We're going to have deaths from everything. There isn't any way we can escape that. So it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I would love to know how old that person was and what else they had going on.
I would too. No, I would too. You're exactly right. What other contributing factors? Because when they go back into the Wayback Machine into the early 1900s and they say 3 or 4 million people had it and then only 500 deaths at its very, very peak. Well, they're saying the 3 to 4 million people, but that's classified under a huge umbrella, even things they thought were measles. So what they do is take this huge number and then they say, oh my gosh, it was so big. Still then, all they could do was say 500 deaths. Yeah. I mean, we're not talking about millions of people dying here. It's ridiculous. Phones are lighting up. Thank you.
I've seen doctors. Oh, I think you have. And they pull something, you know, a note out of the hat. And
right.
Goes, it's this.
Agree.
They just decide because they don't. Yeah, they have to give you something to walk out of there with, some medication, something.
Yep. Thank you. I appreciate that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, I'd like to mention about the vaccines. Uh-huh. I found a Dr. Stephanie Seneff.
Yeah, I had her on the show.
S-E-N-E-F-F, and she knows the chemical reactions and what ties on to what, and she explains it. She had was interviewed by this Wendy Myers.
I had her on.
She was saying the whole concept of vaccines, how it's just not workable because you can't develop a vaccine for all the different lines of like flus and things.
Thank you.
You just can't do it.
I know.
And then she connects cotton, you know, tampons with cotton.
I know.
Cottonseed oil and glyphosate. They were interviewing about glyphosate. I just want to let everybody know. Boy, every time I review it, I have to review her over and over.
Yeah.
And she gives her website and everything.
She's
so
great.
So just letting you know, Kate, thanks so much
for everything
you do. You're connecting more dots.
Thank you. I interviewed her twice. She's great. And you can actually find that podcast. All you have to do is go look up on Google. All you have to do is look up the Kate Daly Show, Dr. Stephanie Senoff. She does a fantastic presentation, and she was a great guest, by the way. She explains glyphosate. It's really cool. The connection there. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere. KateDalyRadio.com.
Even in the desert, the temperatures can drop significantly. Save money and keep your family warm and cozy throughout the fall and winter months with a furnace checkup from A. Zion Mechanical. A poorly functioning or broken heating system can cause expensive repairs and high energy bills. Let A. Zion Mechanical save you money on your energy costs by providing you with the highest quality service. Call A. Zion Mechanical today for the $69.99 furnace checkup. They'll have you up and running the same day. Or visit azionmechanical.com.
How would you like to participate in stock market gains with zero risk? Join Lyle Boss of Boss Financial Friday afternoons at 5
on St. George News Radio 1450.
This is Janelle, and I'm here to talk to you today about Dr. Michael Manning at Novatio Orthopedics. So my son fell after about 5 days, him still nursing his arm. I took him into a clinic and found out he had a broken arm. It still was causing some troubles with the cast, so we went and saw Dr. Manning at Novatio, and he was willing to see us right away. Then my daughter fell and broke her leg, and then I called Novatio, and he was willing to wait for us. It was wonderful to have the experience we did. There was no waiting time. He was willing to hold the clinic open for us to come in and be seen. He is very personable, and he's willing to come to my house. Dr. Manning has also called me every 3 days to check. This is Janelle, and I recommend Dr. Michael Manning at Novatio Orthopedics.
Call Novatio 435-688-1152 or visit novatioortho.com. Southern Utah is such an amazing place to live and visit. Our area is full of beautiful scenery, fun things to do, great food, and excellent local businesses. We want to help everyone discover the very best places in Southern Utah for entertainment, food, beverages, health and wellness, shopping, outdoor adventure, automotive, fitness, and more, as voted by you, the community. Now is the time to nominate your favorite businesses to be the best in Southern Utah. Nominate right now at bestofsouthernutah.com.
NASCAR crashes Las Vegas.
Big damage on Kurt Busch's car.
For Pennzoil 400 weekend.
Had a lot of smoke in the cockpit.
It's high stakes and insane speed at America's Racing Showplace.
He'll pinch Joey Logano to the middle ground.
Pennzoil 400 weekend tickets are going fast at LVMS.com or call 800-644-4444.
Cash in big and leave Las Vegas a winner.
NASCAR's fastest weekend at Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
It's time for the Super Sale at the Ashley Home Store. Kick off the new year with style and great deals starting at just $249 or 36 months special financing. Check out this queen upholstered bed for just $499. How about this power sofa for $500 off? Dinner time is better with this five-piece dining room set for just $299. Plus, you can save up to 60% on all accessories. Make your way into the Ashley Sleep Center and get 3 years, no interest, no minimum purchase on your next mattress from Ashley Sleep, Sealy, or Beautyrest. But there's more! Check out floor models, sofa sets, sectionals, and bedroom sets that have been marked down drastically up to 50%. We gotta make room for new arrivals. It's the Super Sale at the locally owned and operated Ashley Home Store, East Red Cliffs Drive, in between the DI and the Pineview Stadium 10. All financing OAC. See store for details.
You're gonna love this Ashley Furniture Home Store.
John Gibson, digging up history. The guy's name was Ivan Vaughan. He was 15 years old. He lived near Woolton, England. He spoke what might be the most important words in the history of rock and roll. I'll explain that after this. Want to look younger? Luminescence anti-aging skincare restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. Instantly ageless works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, and wrinkles. Both are Juness products. 30-day money-back guarantee. Get a 25% discount. See these Juness products at johngibson.com. That's johngibson.com. Click on the Juness banner. Ivan Vaughan was 15. He was in a group rehearsing a song that was to cap the church fair at the village of Woolton, England. The fair was a big deal. There was a parade, a rose queen got a crown, and Vaughan and his friends were rehearsing for the grand dance. Vaughan came with a friend. Vaughan's intention was to introduce his friend to the band leader. That was when Vaughan spoke the words that led to the rock group of all time. He said, "Paul, I'd like you to meet John. John, I'd like you to meet Paul." Ivan Vaughan introduced John Lennon to Paul McCartney. I'm John Gibson, digging up history.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Well, don't you know?
That's the sound of the men working on the chain. Yeah. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they're saying,
"Huh." thought this song was appropriate for workplace injury. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Glad that you are joining us. And we're going to cover a subject. I don't think I've ever covered this. Honestly, Dr. Higgins, I don't think I've ever done this on the show, which is good, right? Man, we like to cover it all, so leave no stone unturned, that's for sure. Welcome back to the show, and of course, visit katedalyradio.com, check out all the sponsors, and visit them. They support the show, and in kind, I'm so grateful for them. So make sure that you're getting to the sponsors of the show. They're fantastic. That was Sam Cooke, Chain Gang. I know it feels like that sometimes, because... You know, we're all there. It's we're dealing with, you know, being at work most of our lives. I think I've worked since I was probably 12, 13. I mean, I've done jobs. And so Dr. Hicken, I was excited to have him in. I wanted to talk a little bit about this because it's a big, it turns into kind of a big governmental issue, which we're always covering. And Dr. Jeffrey Hicken is from Elite Healthcare. And I want him to come in and talk a little bit about what to do in this kind of situation. Jeff, give us a synopsis of your career for about a 1 minute synopsis so people know where you're coming from.
Well, my medical career has been over the last 15 years in Dallas, Texas. We have a number of clinics out there and we treat a lot of work injuries and motor vehicle injuries, pretty much anybody that gets injured. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of post-operative stuff as well, but... most of my patients have been injured workers over the years, and I've treated well over 2,000 injured workers. So
wow.
it's fairly extensive.
Yeah, I would say. Yeah. I would say. And so what were some of the issues that you were seeing? Because the reason that you were speaking out about this and wanting people to understand some problems that are going on with this, I've known people that have had workplace injuries. I think we all have, or we've been touched by it in some way. And so what are you seeing in connection with state or government or federal? What are you seeing in the realm of the issues that seem to keep popping up with this?
Well, the most frustrating thing and the issue that spurred my email to you the other mm-hmm. day was a patient that was referred to me who's 58 years old mm-hmm. and he's completely disabled now. 100% disabled mm-hmm. because he had a work injury. Right. Well, he had several work injuries, but it was kind of cumulative because the initial one wasn't handled properly, mm-hmm. right? And it was just left in the hands of the insurance company, and they just did not do what they should have done.
To help him.
A surgeon was recommending a certain type of fusion for his lumbar spine, and the insurance carrier had a non-surgeon review it and deny it. And that just shouldn't happen. And so... You know, and I've just seen over the years, I've seen so many issues. And when you talk about government overreach or government involvement mm-hmm. in areas where they shouldn't, in Texas, a number of years ago, the legislature passed some new rules that allowed insurance companies to form their own networks of doctors for work injuries.
Why do I see red flags and trouble with that?
Yeah. Wow. And doctors like me and my brother and the other doctors that we had and the patient advocate doctors were locked out of these networks because the insurance carriers were forming them.
Oh,
right?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And so the network issue in Texas has been a huge issue and it's dramatically impacting people there. But when I came here a year and a half ago and started learning the Utah system and seeing patients that were injured on the job, I had a luncheon with 9 attorneys, and they basically all told me that nobody could get care in southern Utah. And wow. I just couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
And so, and the more I looked into it, the more I realized that there just really isn't, there's not that many medical people that understand comp.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them don't want to get involved, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
But the ones that will on the periphery don't spend the time that they need to mm-hmm. learn the system and use the system to the benefit of the patient. That's the biggest problem. And so injured workers in southern Utah get worse treatment than anybody else.
Jeez.
It's sad.
So if you're injured on the job, don't you have to go this route if you
so
to
not
utilize
necessarily.
This kind of care?
Yeah, not necessarily. So the law in Utah basically states that if your employer has a designated facility, mm-hmm. which 98% of the time is WorkMed, mm-hmm. You have to go, and you have to go one time.
Mm, okay.
After that, you can select your own treating physician by Utah statute.
Oh.
and you can go and pick somebody else. Now, that somebody else should be familiar with the rules and mm-hmm. the laws, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
And so if you pick someone else that doesn't really know that, you could end up in the same kind of scenario,
okay.
right? But if your employer does not have a designated facility, mm-hmm. then you can go anywhere you want.
Okay.
Or any or anywhere that will accept you as a patient.
Do they tell anyone that?
No. No, employers aren't going to tell them. Insurance right. carriers aren't going to tell them. There's nobody out there to tell them. And that's the most frustrating, one of the most frustrating parts of all this.
Yeah, because they would actually have to think outside the box to see if they could do this, to wouldn't know who to inquire to, probably roadblocked anyway.
Yeah.
And then they'd have to go to somebody that could tell them, oh, yes, you can come to me.
Well,
but that's by the time they even would think that they could go to somebody
right.
else.
And usually that's weeks in where they haven't really gotten care. And they usually end up calling an attorney. And the attorneys in Utah have a little different scenario than in Texas, so it's a little bit more difficult for them to get involved from the very beginning. But usually they will just, you know, tell them, well, you know, you can go find another doctor. But
right.
there's just not that many choices, and that's the problem.
Dr. Hicken came from Dallas, so that's why we're talking Texas, too. Because have these laws changed more recently than, I mean, what did Obamacare, the introduction of Obamacare, is this
So Obamacare has no effect on workers' comp
effect.
Stuff.
Okay, no. and so when somebody gets hurt, then so their option is they go to their employer. The employer tells them where to go. Because I've never been injured at work, so what happens? The employer tells you.
Well, when there is an injury on the job mm-hmm. and it's reported by the injured worker, mm-hmm. which they should do, and sometimes they don't. Sometimes they don't initially report it, but they should.
Okay.
Okay. Unless it's just a scratch on the arm or something.
Okay.
That's different. But once that injured employee reports that to the employer, mm-hmm. if they do not report it and file it, it's a misdemeanor in the state of Utah.
Oh, wow.
And so employers who get those reports from the injured workers really have to report that to their insurance carrier.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. And then they're told, this is who you go to.
They're either told, well, go to WorkMed.
Okay.
Or they just are told, oh, go find a doctor and see what he says.
Wow.
But most doctors, at least the ones that I've talked to, and I've talked to quite a few here, they don't want to see a work comp patient.
Why?
Because they don't know it.
Because they don't know it?
They don't know it, and it's hard.
Okay.
Right? It's a fight.
Yeah.
Even for the medical providers. It's, you know, you could even get pre-authorization for care. And then the insurance carriers retrospectively review it and try and deny it after it's already been reviewed and approved. I mean, it's a racket. It's really sad.
Yeah.
And that just ends up impacting the injured worker even more. And there's no advocate for them out there.
Hmm.
So
any other issues that you're seeing that are kind of getting lost in the jumble because people just don't know? Because by the time this happens to them, they're usually in sort of an emergency situation where they got to go do something mm-hmm. about it. And so is there a place to go online? Where can you even find out what even the laws are? And then how do you sift through it?
Seems
like a maze.
That's another huge issue because you can go online to the Labor Commission and you can pull down the rules.
But who's going to know where to...
I've spent years looking at rules and I've finally now, I mean, well, for a long time, I've understand them, but for the layperson, it's impossible. There's just no way for them to understand it. And so there's no advocate for them either on the legal side or the medical side. And really, if you have a physician mm-hmm. who knows comp well,
mm-hmm.
most times you can avoid even getting an attorney involved. So.
It seems like a maze.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're getting calls and questions and things like that too. I can't even imagine.
Well, and I've spoken to everybody that mm-hmm. that knows I'm a doctor or whatever. They'll mention that they've had a work injury,
uh-huh.
and I specifically question them on how their case was handled, where they were sent, mm-hmm. and most of the time they get sent somewhere and they don't even get a physical exam.
Oh, wow.
A lot of times the doctor never even touches them.
Wow.
So
you wouldn't even, I mean, it'd be hard to fight for your own care because you don't know whether you're getting that good care or not.
Right.
Right.
Well, most people assume the doctors know what they're doing. Right.
Yeah.
Well. Unfortunately, that's not always the case.
No, it's a lot of guesswork. And so when a doctor typically sees somebody from a work situation, from a work injury, then are they just sort of, is it kind of like, you know, try and get them out of the office as quick as we, I mean,
usually.
They just don't really put the emphasis into it.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of times, you know, if the clinic or the physician is employed by or impacted or influenced by the insurance company, mm-hmm. they're never going to help the patient.
Yeah.
You know, they just won't. They either don't know how to, or they're just not patient advocates because,
When these people get put on the network, mm-hmm. so does that mean they're getting significantly less money for these types of cases?
No, not necessarily. Okay. I mean, you know, the work comp insurance is generally pretty good. Uh-huh. You know, it covers pretty much everything. But if the documentation is not there, the insurance carrier has a door to walk through to deny. Hmm. And they do.
Yeah. How many denials do you think? What do you think the percentage is on stuff that just gets denied just because they just like to rubber stamp deny?
Well, so I'm gonna quickly give you my experience in Texas because I did see thousands of patients there. And I would say that on at least half of our files, there was some kind of denial.
Wow.
Either denial of compensability, like they said, it didn't happen at work, or a denial of extent of injury, like, oh, it's just a knee contusion. It's not an ACL tear, right?
Right.
Or, you know, something of that nature, right? Here, I haven't had as much experience because I'm fairly new here, but I will tell you, of the cases, of all of the work comp cases I've had here, I have gotten everything approved that I've requested, and I've not even gotten a call from the insurance carrier.
Wow.
Or from a physician from the insurance carrier.
Okay, so that's...
And so if you know the rules and you know the protocols
like what
for
to ask
treatment,
for. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and how to ask for it, I'm sure. Because that'll make a big difference, right?
Yeah.
How hard is it to get a denial to go the other way?
If you let them deny it to begin with, it can be tough.
Yeah, I was going to say, because once they do deny, they just go back to the denial.
Yeah.
I mean,
but I had a guy come in recently who had a shoulder injury
mm-hmm.
5 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Six weeks ago. And I just followed the work comp protocols. And when we got his MRI and he had a full tear, I sent a letter to the adjuster with the MRI and I said he needs surgery yesterday.
Took her
1 day to approve the surgery. And 3 days later, he had the surgery done. So, you know, the problem is that the guidelines are there mm-hmm. for the benefit of the patient, but nobody uses them.
Mm.
So,
well, the show is really about getting through the web of this kind of junk and trying to make sense of it so that the average person can go and figure out options.
Right.
Because I think that's really what it's about. They have designed regulation strangulation, and people just don't know even where to go, what to ask. And that's the hardest part, is what do you even ask for?
Yeah.
So, if you're hurt at work, geez.
Well, and part of the problem is employees don't, mm-hmm. in many cases, don't report it quickly enough.
Oh,
and so they'll wait.
You have to kind of urge for that.
Oh, yeah. You have to push right away.
Okay.
You can't wait 3 weeks or 4 weeks or 5 weeks because then it causes just a lot more problems.
Well, good to know. Who knew that? All right. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere.
Want to participate in stock market gains with zero risk? Join Lyle Boss of Boss Financial Saturday mornings at 9
on St. George News Radio 1450.
Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress, and I'll make you a promise. When you go into any Best Mattress location, you'll be treated to a great, great experience. Our highly trained people really care about helping you. You notice that the minute you walk in, but it doesn't stop with them. The guys who deliver and set up your bed are just as respectful and helpful. I insist on it. You won't get better service anywhere, and you can't find better prices anywhere. Best Mattress, home of the Sleep Easy Guarantee.
Steamroller Copiers, we're the one to help you till your work is done. The full service business center makes your day run so much better.
Steamroller Copiers has convenient drop-off and shipping services for FedEx, UPS, and DHL carriers.
We have boxes, bubble wrap, packing peanuts, and tape to help you get your package there safely.
Authorized ship centers are located at 67 East St. George Boulevard and 690 West State Street in Hurricane.
Steamroller Copiers, always asking,
what do you want to ship today?
Steamroller Copiers!
Steamroller Copies is excited to advertise your business.
Increase your sales and recognition with a full-color vehicle wrap.
We can help with all your transit needs, full wraps or decals, DOT numbers, magnets, you name it, we can print it.
Turn your vehicle into your own personal mobile billboard. Take advantage of mobile advertising today by contacting a graphic designer at any Steamroller Copies location.
St. George Boulevard, South River Road, or State Street in Hurricane.
Steamroller Copies, always asking,
what do you want to print today?
Southern Utah is such an amazing place to live and visit. Our area is full of beautiful scenery, fun things to do, great food, and excellent local businesses. We want to help everyone discover the very best places in Southern Utah for entertainment, food, beverages, health and wellness, shopping, outdoor adventure, automotive, fitness, and more as voted by you, the community. Now is the time to nominate your favorite businesses to be the best in Southern Utah. Nominate right now at bestofsouthernutah.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
My hair is turning. I see a little bald spot. My husband doesn't, but I do. But anyway, it's filled in. I think I got a good head of hair now.
As wow.
As a result of taking that, yeah. The volume of it was decreasing, but now it's back to what it was.
It helped me with my sleep, my digestion, everything that I had experienced the first time I took it, I'm experiencing again. I'm pleased. So I'm very happy with it.
I can tell a huge difference. One day I just totally, I don't know, it was a Saturday, I totally forgot to take them, and I was like toast the whole day, and then I realized, oh, I haven't taken my fruits and veggies.
Use discount code Kenyon for 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies with free shipping. This offer is going to end between now and February, so act fast. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code Kenyon.
John Gibson, digging up history. How a soldier's system of writing designed to be read in the dark led to reading and writing for the blind. That's story after this. Let's talk heirloom sheets and towels from Redland Cotton in Alabama. First, the family farm growing the finest cotton in the world. The spinning, the looming, every step made in America right down to the cutting and sewing. Sheets designed from a long-lost 1920s weave. The softest, most comfortable, longest-lasting sheets you've ever slept on. The Redland family dedicated to America and linens you'll treasure. Check out redlandcotton.com for America's linen. Redlandcotton.com. In the 1800s, a French artillery officer figured out a way to solve a deadly problem. The problem was if orders came to the front at night, there was no way to read them without striking a match. That exposed soldiers to enemy fire. Charles Barbier invented something he called night writing, a series of raised dots on paper. The dots stood for sounds. Barbier later introduced his system to help the blind. A 15-year-old blind boy suggested improvements. Barbier was insulted and refused to listen. The boy persisted. He refined and improved Barbier's system of raised dots. That boy, name is Louis Braille. To this day, the blind read by Braille, and Barbier's name is virtually forgotten. I'm John Gibson, digging up history.
I'm Dr. Cecilia Burrington. If you're among the 40% of Americans, 50 and older, not getting tested for colorectal cancer, you're out of excuses. The government will now require insurance companies to cover virtual colonoscopies and other less invasive tests. Talk to your doctor to see which of these tests is right for you. Don't be one of the 50,000 Americans to die from a largely preventable disease. For more information on virtual colonoscopy, visit radiologyinfo.org.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
You hear them moaning their lives away. Then you hear somebody say, that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Yeah.
Hi there, welcome back.
That's the sound
Kate Daly
of the
Show. You can go to katedalyradio.com, stream live. You can also check out all the podcasts there as well. There's 6,000 hours, so I'm trying to keep you busy. So you can listen at any time. And also, open phone lines. Rest of the show, 888-673-1450. What would you like to comment on? In fact, there's one point I want to finish up with Dr. Hicken, and you can actually email him at elitehealthcaresu@gmail.com. Elitehealthcaresu SU for Southern Utah at gmail.com if you have any questions. He just wants to make sure that people are understanding that they have more freedom, right, Dr. Higgin? You have freedom. You have things that you can do. Don't think that there's not other routes you can take and to get care and
right. Yeah. And look, the state of Utah had recognized that. And so they created a rule that allows injured workers to not have to stay with a specific doctor.
Okay.
They only have to go one time. And so even the state of Utah recognized that. And the one thing I want people to understand is if you have an injury on the job, you need to report it immediately. Make sure your employer fills out a report and make sure...
Push them to get that
done. Yes, and make sure they contact their insurance carrier right away.
Because they may be slow.
Oh, they will be slow if you don't push them.
Okay.
And then, ultimately, people have the ability to influence the decisions that are made as far as who they can see.
Okay.
You know, if they are a surgical candidate from a work injury, you know, they don't have to be forced into using specific surgeons. They can use the one that they want as long as those surgeons will accept a work comp case. And that's part of the other issue is there's a lot of doctors that just don't want to get involved with work comp.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You can email him elitehealthcaresu@gmail.com and ask him any questions on if you have a personal case or really just want to know your rights, because he's pretty well equipped in the rights section of this. So it really is, like you said, you know, the DMV can't tell you where to go fix your car. I mean, there are certain things they can't do, but we don't ask enough questions to figure that out usually.
Well, and most people just, they either don't think to ask or they think that whoever's telling them knows what they're doing, and they're not the patient advocate. So, people just need to know they have more rights and more control over that.
And it's hard, really. I think it's hard for somebody to know where to go.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it is, because you know that's not a usual thing that happens to you in your daily life, and so then all of a sudden you have this situation and you don't know what the rules are, and you know, you might get sold a box of rocks on those rules.
So. And there's just not a lot of doctors that know workers' comp very well. So that's the tough part of it as well.
Okay. Open up the phone lines. They can ask you questions. You're going to hang out with me for the rest. 888-673-1450. If you have any questions about that, we'll take them. And then also, just a couple of things I just want to mention, too, before we go into the national show. I won't be able to during the show. I love this. Ben Sasse, there was an article on him today, saying, look, just get the hell out of office with this whole abortion thing. And I couldn't agree more. I couldn't agree more. You know what though? I do want to mention this. And I wrote this on Facebook on the Kate Daly Show page, but I really meant this. We've gone through a whole week of talking about this nightmarish, evil practice of having these babies, even be born alive and murdered, really. And it's so uncomfortable and it's so awful, on 10 shades of awful. And I understand that it's a hard subject to even hear about, let alone talk about. It is for me personally. It's one of those ones that gets me really emotional really quick, and it's really tough for me to stomach. So with that being said, we have to realize that the states can do what the states can do about this, and that they are not beholden to the Supreme Court, Roe versus Wade. They cannot, and we've said this, and Chris Ann Hall has said this many times, there is no federal ruling. They can't rule federally. They can only state an opinion on a case. The states then do not have to kowtow to anything. This is why they could go to the extreme in New York. That's proof. That is proof. That is exactly why they could do what they did in New York, what they're trying to do in Virginia. And that's exactly why the state of Utah can go the other way. See, so it works both ways, doesn't it? And if we don't start urging our legislators to do something about this and stop blaming the minority party in Utah, because they've always been the minority party, don't blame them, because that's what the lawmakers are doing. They're saying, oh, those Democrats will stand in our way. They're the minority. They're the minority. What do you mean stand in their way? And if they say it's too much money to fight, I'm sorry, is human life not worth that? I mean, is regulating us more important than actual human life living? So we have to get to a place where we have some logic in this, and we'll stand up for our state should be leading out on this. And that is further proof that the states can make the regulations that they want. And I want to live in a state that is conservative, not pretend conservative, not government light. I want to live in a state that says we will not put up with this practice of evil. We will not do it. And we've just got to get stronger in this. Elizabeth Warren is also Elizabeth Warren. Elizabeth Warren is trying to backtrack as much as she possibly can on all of her lies about being, Indian and Native American, sorry. And her apologies now are trying to make it so that nobody remembers that she out and out lied, not only to get funding for school, but also to get elected as a senator. So there's that. And I always think that's kind of interesting. You'll always see the backpedaling. Oh, gee, I'm so sorry. Did I lie? Did I lie to become senator? Did I lie to get funding to go to school? Was that me? Yes. I'm so sorry for the fraud. So there's Elizabeth Warren for you. Mike Lee is trying to pull us out of Yemen, which is a very good idea. We have no business being over there. And it's little talked about, and it should be talked about a lot more. And I have a lot of you sending me stuff about that, and I appreciate it. The whole Yemen crisis is insane. Please, let's do something. It's getting ridiculous. There's a lot of talk about taxes. I know big, bold moves were made where they said in Utah they were going to reduce the taxes by a huge amount of money. I'd actually like to see that happen. I don't believe it. I really don't believe it. It never trickles down to us. And it's always funky money working numbers. So we'll see on that one. But yeah, it's hopeful, but it doesn't really mean much until it's done. And also, if any of you went to the meeting last night on Washington Parkway, let me know how that went. I'd love to hear the results of that in Washington City. The other thing is the developer Lost Trails at the Cove in Hurricane, trying to get that through. We'll see how that pans out. Should communities get a say? Should communities get a say in this type of thing? What goes into your community? If you're a neighboring community or you live right there, and that does have something to do with, you know, the property and the value of that property and what's going on, should you have a say in that, and should they need to listen to you? I'd like to know how you feel about that too. 888-673-1450. On the Mumps case, if you're just joining us, I know people come in and out of the whole show. On the Mumps case, we have had one case of mumps. That's it. One case. Does that always shock you, Dr. Hicken?
Like, yes, one, it does.
One case, and they're making a federal case out of it. I mean, it's insane how much they can take one case and spin it into the world is falling around us.
It fits their narrative, so they want to use it.
There you go. Yeah. See? He knows. Dr. Hicken knows. Wow. Just on the whole news of this whole measles thing that we get every January, and they're turning it into the apocalypse and Armageddon. The numbers, like 2015, 174 cases in the whole United States during the whole thing. Nobody died. Nope. Just flu-like symptoms or even a cold. But we acted like it was Armageddon. Then too, and every single year, the newscasters, if you listen carefully, they'll spend the whole newscast drumming up fear. And then at the very end, they're usually asked about what kinds of symptoms, and they go, well, it's kind of like a light cold.
Yeah.
For maybe almost 10 days.
Well, and then we have millions of people dying from drug and alcohol abuse, yeah. and there's nothing done about that.
Yeah. So we're all worried about the 174 people that had a mild cold. And I don't know why the doctors seem to rally around the propaganda as much as they do. It's always intrigued me as to why they are so on board without question. I rarely find, and you're an exception to this. There aren't too many that are willing to even say anything about it. It's like they have to kowtow to that, and I always wonder why. It's bizarre.
I would look at who they've worked for or who they currently work for or how they're funded or, you know, there's a lot of reasons why. I mean, I know doctors that used to be patient advocate doctors.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, and our joke in Texas is they've sold their soul to the dark side and they've gone over and they do insurance work now. So
isn't that the truth?
It's kind of crazy.
It really is. Healthcare is very interesting, isn't it? And I'm sure it's been a lot different ever since you even went into healthcare, right?
And people just, they just need to know that there is really good information out there if you look for it. And people need to learn to speak out, because that's where change eventually comes about. The whole entire work comp system in Texas got completely revamped because people spoke out, and an investigative reporter got a hold of some cases.
Hey, that's good.
One of which was ours.
Oh, and, that's good.
and the governor completely revamped the whole system.
Wow. So there
it was because
hope.
People spoke out. Yes.
Yeah. And I think when people get into a doctor's office, suddenly they become childlike. We just don't, whatever you say.
Right.
And we walk out with zero questions, and we just go, well, you're saying it, so therefore I must not question. And
Everybody thinks that medicine is an exception to the rule that in every profession there are really excellent people, really bad people, and a whole bunch in between.
Yeah,
there's no exception in
medicine. I agree with that.
Yeah.
I agree with that. I'm not trying to paint all bad. I'm just saying that I have yet to meet even like a general practitioner who will say, you know what? Well, actually, I've met some, usually DOs and things like that, but they won't. It's as if even when it comes to the vaccination issue, if you were just going to take that, they can't see any other side to that. I mean, the numbers are right in front of us. Why can't we all look at the same numbers and go, wow, that's kind of illogical what we're doing.
Yeah.
That always strikes me as strange.
Yeah, it is funny. And
wow.
Like I was saying, people just need to become educated and know that they have options, and that there are good medical providers, excellent medical providers, and then others that really couldn't care less.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
And that you can see more than one?
Yeah. Right.
Right?
Right.
People always think you go to one and then that's it.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing. And so, you're golden, but that's not true.
That's the assumption that's made. That's true.
Yeah, that's very true. I just want us to start asking, figuring out, doing our homework,
exercising more independent
thought. Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah.
You know, people ask me why our culture's in the dumper. Well, I'll tell you, this is so easy. After 7 years of constant daily hours of research daily, I will tell you, it all goes back to Rockefeller Foundation, Carnegie Foundation, and Ford Foundation. And why do I say that? Because my gosh, aren't they philanthropic organizations? No. No, they actually developed programs and projects all along the way over the last 100 years plus that have been designed to absolutely take our culture and turn it inside out. And after all my research, I can tell you after 7 years of this, all roads lead back to mainly those three. Why is that? And so, you know, if you were to do 7 years, you'd probably figure that out too, that all roads lead to that. And we just think that some stuff's spontaneously happens. No, it was more, it's a little more coordinated than people think, coming from an angle of a foundation that would seek to subvert history, change history, change culture by having projects paraded around that get us to think the way that they want us to think. And this isn't tinfoil hat. What this is go back and look at all the projects and you'll see where they came from. So it's that kind of stuff where we have to start really looking at how, even in just this last 100 years, where we're at today versus where we were 50 years ago and 30 years ago and 20 years ago and 10 years ago, and say, why is this going on? Then we can analyze it from a thinking point of view.
Yeah. A lot of it is about just control.
Yeah.
They just want to control.
That's it.
And we can lay back and let them, or we can exercise, like I said, some independent thought and, take back some control.
That's why I'm glad you came in. I'm glad you shared this on the air, because if anyone's out there is struggling with a workplace injury or anything like that, I want people to know that ask questions. You have more freedom than you think. You can email Dr. Jeff Hicken at elitehealthcaresu@gmail.com and ask him questions. Encourage you to do so. Just at least know your rights. Just at least know what you can do, because he'll be happy to share that with you. Thank you. Thanks, Dr. Hicken.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you coming in. And coming up next, Dr. Mark Skidmore, Michigan State University, on finding that $23 trillion. And he'll tell you the little details that are quite surprising in that. Also, then Christopher Fulton's coming on. I'm excited about that, too, because Christopher Fulton's going to tell us a lot of the details about his book that are very intriguing. And stay with me. Be right back.
How would you like to participate in stock market gains with zero risk? Join Lyle Boss of Boss Financial, Friday afternoons at 5.
On St. George News Radio, 1450.
AWI Networks is Southern Utah's most reliable internet provider. Plus, we have another great feature for members of the AWI Networks family. It's our generous referral program. For every person you refer that signs up with AWI Networks, you get a $50 credit on your account. You enjoy super fast and reliable internet, tell your friends and family, and get rewarded handsomely. It starts at AWINetworks.com.
AWI.
FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS, HD4, Leeds.